99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It always helps if you turn the mic on. I was just sitting there talking to myself for about a couple seconds. Good morning,
testing.
Kelly. Yeah,
testing
exactly.
One,
right.
Two.
It always works a little bit better when the mic's on. Hi there. It's National Radio Day, and we're professionals. It's... the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show, and here in about an hour, we'll kick off Fitness Fridays with Campbellsville University Louisville and Fitness Market. So be listening beginning next hour and then pretty much all day, and we'll get you in to win fitness watches and then even a super cool, expensive indoor fitness cycle that like you'd see in upscale gyms. I mean, it's pretty fantastic. So anyways... that coming up here in about an hour. Everything good with you?
Super.
Gosh, I love hearing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so early in the morning. I got deodorant on, even though I still smell a little smoky. And I'll tell you why, because I fired up the old furnace. What do you think? What do you call them? The little fire pit.
Yeah,
no.
Fire pit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I fired up the fire pit yesterday. Even though it was hot, it was like one of those nights where it was just like, man, s'mores would taste a lot better if you had it over a fire. So I was like, yeah, let's get that sucker going. So did the old fire pit thing last night. And I don't know.
Living your best life.
Yeah. And I don't know if you've ever tried this hack, but my daughter's minds were blown when my wife and I pulled out the Reese's peanut butter cups to use as the chocolate on s'mores.
That's happened before. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's a life hack there. And however, it wasn't as big a hit as I was kind of thinking it would be. Now, yeah. I don't care. I think I'm a purist too. I like the straight Hershey bar, graham cracker, and then toasted marshmallow on top. Let it sit and marinate in their own flavors for about 30 seconds to 45 seconds after you pull it off the fire, just to let the chocolate melt a little bit before you dive right in.
Sure, but, I could see that.
But yeah.
I mean, we don't normally wait, but sure.
Mm-hmm. I know, it is tough to wait. It is, for sure.
Yeah.
But I had mixed reaction with the Reese's peanut butter cup as the chocolate / peanut butter additive to the Reese's, s'mores thing. So anyways, I don't know what your perfect s'more is, but we felt it.
I'm a purist too, but you know, I appreciate people that try to get creative. I've even seen people do like the cookies and the cream kind of Hershey bars.
Mm-hmm. Or the chocolate graham cracker or the cinnamon sugar graham cracker.
There are ways to customize.
Yep, as opposed to the just normal honey graham cracker. So, man, I didn't think we'd start talking about s'mores so early in the morning, but here we are. All right, feel good stories every hour throughout the morning brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
We go to Cornwall, England. A woman there, she's 83, went missing Saturday afternoon. So a caregiver for her called authorities.
Mm-hmm.
They were concerned about her whereabouts, started a search. Then somebody notified rescuers that the cat, Pirin, was meowing.
Okay.
Quite persistently, they said.
Not right.
Led searchers to a 70-foot ravine where she had fallen down, and the cat was sitting on top of her. Like, just perched, like,
yeah.
Hey, guys, down here, got her.
That
so, Pierre and the cat
funny.
Saved the day.
Yeah.
She was airlifted to the hospital. She's in stable condition.
Well, that is pretty
right?
Cool. Yeah.
I know. He's like, meow, meow.
Yeah, cats will find anywhere to sit, and a lot of times especially if it's on top of you, like if I am laying on the ground, mm-hmm. you know, trying to work out, maybe cat will walk over and lay on my back.
Now, okay, so I'm not, do we know anything about like the emotional attachment of cats to people? Because I'm kind of thinking she was just sitting there going, this person feeds me, and she hasn't done that in a while.
Yeah.
Like maybe that was the motivation behind me. Either way, regardless, still a hero.
Yeah, for sure. All right.
Got it done.
Hero cat.
Yep.
Uh-oh. Everybody who is making a living giving content on OnlyFans it might have to change their business model soon.
Uh-huh. Meaning they got to put their clothes back on?
Yeah. So OnlyFans, if you're unaware, is a service that you can offer a payment for fans to see your exclusive content. So I don't have an OnlyFans, but if I were, you know, you could subscribe for like, you know, $5 a month or something. And then you'd be able to get access to things that I don't say maybe on the radio, or it's video and it's, you know, behind the scenes stuff. And a lot of people sign up for that, you know, with their favorite celebrities. But there's a lot of people who use that to get naked and to do those sorts of things. And now OnlyFans says beginning October 1st, they're banning users from posting content containing sexually explicit conduct.
Uh-oh.
So there may be a lot of people who are earning a substantial income that are going to have to figure out a different way.
I thought that was kind of exclusively what was going on there.
Well, a lot of people use OnlyFans to get a little sassy and get a little naked. Now, getting a little naked is still going to be okay. You can still get a little naked.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But you can't get a little sexually explicit.
Okay.
I'm not going to explain. I'm not going to explain, but there's a difference.
Okay.
So the reason is advertisers, and OnlyFans are trying desperately to seek funding from outside investors.
Okay.
And so, right. And so they're like, well, maybe our business model would be more attractive and lucrative to people if we cut down on the explicit content. But yeah.
Oh,
so,
and then too bad, because then the user fans who are already paying for the service now are going to have to see ads.
I don't know about that. I don't know if it's going to be an ad based at this point. Because again, I'm not well versed on OnlyFans. I don't subscribe to anybody, and I don't have an OnlyFans. However, I just know that beginning October 1st, they're going to ban users from posting the content that's sexually explicit. But however, if you have been going through this with your OnlyFans and given content that is not sexually explicit, then you're fine. You're fine.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
All right.
So anyways,
I'm uncomfortable.
Don't worry about it. No, you're
really early in the morning to be this uncomfortable.
You're not on OnlyFans. You're
nope.
Fine. So yeah. Anyways, I thought I saw that and I was like, oh man, there are a lot of people that are going to be scrambling for a new business model come October 1st. So.
Oh man.
Coming up
this
next.
This was my bread and butter.
This was how I was able to afford all those vacations last year.
This is how I buttered my bread.
Uh huh. Coming up next, so we've been giving away tickets to the fair all this week at 8 o'clock, and we've been doing it a majority of the time with a fun little game called Am I a Little Kid or Was I a Drunk Adult? So
shockingly hard.
Kelly, what's the setting the bar story?
It's don't do this and you're living your life right. Oh, wow.
God bless the USA.
That's going to make sense here in just a quick sec.
All right.
If you can manage to make it through the day without getting naked, then floating down the river singing God Bless the USA, you're doing okay.
Now that is some unique patriotism.
Yeah, Troy is his name. He's 52. He's in Tennessee.
Oh,
he
wow.
Jumped in a river naked, hopped on a log, floated along while singing Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA. Here's the thing. Someone called the police because they're like, somebody's in the river, like looking like they're floating down the river. Like, he didn't look like he was swimming. He was on a log. So obviously, authorities like would try to go over overpasses and like drop a rope down and be like, hey, Troy, grab it.
Hey, buddy, at some point, this is going to end up bad.
He wouldn't grab it.
Oh, wow.
Well,
he's probably still performing.
So, you know, yeah, right. He's like, I'm not done.
Wait,
listen,
until the song's over.
They were worried he might go over a dam that was up the river a little bit. So they ended up tracking him from a helicopter. He made it about 10 miles before they finally pulled him out at a boat ramp in the middle of a public park. And they asked him, they're like, yo, Troy, why are you naked? He was like, well, current must have ripped my shorts off.
Ah, it was the current.
And they were like, why didn't you grab the ropes? He was like, all that yelling hurt my feelings.
Oh, wow.
So.
It's like you people weren't appreciating my performance.
That's right. Alcohol may have been involved.
It sounds like it.
Uh-huh. So now he's facing some charges. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting naked, floating on the river on
that
a log.
Is so memeable, though, isn't it?
Is it not, right? Oh, my gosh. Singing.
Oh, wow.
God bless the USA.
Oh, and I bet he sounded exactly like that.
Oh, I bet he did. Yeah, then you're doing okay. That is wow. Setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. Fitness Friday and your opportunity to get the hookup with some fitness watches or even one of those Kaiser M3i commercial indoor cycle. It's a doozy. Your opportunity right now, get the word bike into the website.
B-I-K-E.
Yep. Bike. Super easy. Bike. B-I-K-E. If you get that into the website right now at WDJX.com. You're in to win with Fitness Fridays from Campbellsville University, Louisville, and Fitness Market. And, of course, 99.7 DJX. Today is also a new music Friday. A couple marquee releases. And I just like the ability to use the word marquee in a sentence.
Fancy.
Yeah, I know, right? One of them being from Skrillex, which... You haven't heard.
Skrillex?
I know. You haven't heard from Skrillex in a hot minute, right?
Wow.
Yeah, Skrillex is there with Justin Bieber. The song's called Don't Go.
Don't go. I put in the word to hear you say. Misery missing your company. See, I'm pulling at you that way. Oof, this is where you're supposed to be. Woke up in the city, I ain't seen your face.
Yeah, it's the video is pretty cool too. So we've got that at WDGX.com. Click watch. And of course the other big marquee, said it again, song out this weekend is today on New Music Friday is Shawn Mendes. Shawn Mendes is back. The video, he's not wearing a shirt for a lot of it.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I figured you would. That's kind of why I threw that in there.
He was probably just trying to save money on the budget.
Oh my gosh, yeah, poor guy. Yeah, you know what?
Frugal.
Yeah, absolutely. The song's called Summer of Love.
It was the summer of...
Oh, you think he's talking about?
Yeah,
you got that. You got it. Yeah, so couple good songs coming out here on New Music Friday. Shawn Mendes.
That's a different sound for him, but you can definitely tell it's kind of almost like techno salsa-y, kind of inspired by his girlfriend.
Maybe.
I sense a little inspiration.
Yeah. So you can hear those songs, Shawn Mendes and Skrillex, their New Music Friday here on 99.7 DJX. You can watch the videos there, WDJX.com. Click watch. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Here in about 15 minutes, I want to play for you this audio that we got off of the text line. Someone had sent us a voice note, which, by the way, a lot of people choose to do that, and that's cool. Our text line is 502-571-9970, the same as a request line. And if you just send us a little voice note, a lot of times people just request songs. Some people just like to use it as their own personal confessional, which I think is cool. But I got this piece of audio, and I don't think it's real. Like, what he's saying happened, there's no way. But I'm going to play.
Okay, so you think maybe someone might be clowning us, but we're going to play it anyway?
Yeah, right. I mean, because what else are we going to do, right?
Why not?
So, yeah, give me like 15 minutes, and I'm going to play that for you here on 99.7 DJX. And next, it's your feel-good story. We do those every hour. Kelly, what are you working on?
So this is kind of interesting. Dating can be hard. You know, we get a lot of... situations in group therapy with new relationships.
Yeah.
This woman was on a first date and apparently a stranger became a part of it. And it's a feel good.
Okay.
I think.
Oh, okay. Gosh. I feel good. Do those every hour throughout the morning here. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
So dating can be kind of tough, you know, right?
Yeah.
You sometimes could be blind to some red flags that might be showing themselves early on. This woman, her name's Hadia, she posted a note that a stranger passed to her on Twitter.
Okay.
So she was on a date in a coffee shop. Her date went to the bathroom. A guy from another table slipped her this note that said, "Too many red flags. Run. Be safe, girl."
Hang on. What? So someone that just like overheard their date?
Yes. Oh. Was like picking up on, hey,
like not good vibes.
Classic examples of how this guy is not a good guy. And another guy was recognizing that.
Wow.
And decided to let her know. And so somebody commented, you know, on Twitter, "I can't help but wonder how bright those red flags were for a complete stranger to notice and write a warning note. Big yikes." Wow. Another person said, "Not all girls are great at picking up on the signs. I've missed a few. So to have an outsider who's objective to the scenario notice these signs just might have been, you know, genuine warning."
Yeah.
Now, she followed up and said it honestly wasn't that bad until after he came out of the bathroom. Everything he said after the note was a major red flag.
Really?
Yes. And there you go.
That is crazy.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep. So I'm calling that a feel good because she
maybe dodged a bullet. Yeah.
Exactly. She avoided a probably not healthy relationship.
Okay. Okay.
Yay.
All right.
Very bold for that stranger to just be like, mm-mm.
Yeah, you know what? And I am typically not that type of person.
Like, oh, yeah, you would not do this at all.
100%. That would insert myself into someone else's business. But
that could have gone very wrong. Like, she could have made a scene like, "Who do you think you are telling me how to run my life?"
Right. That's but my brother.
Exactly. That's my brother.
He's not bad. He's my brother. My gosh. All right. So that's a feel good. Do those every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 EJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right. Remember, your Fitness Friday winning word is bike. We got another one coming up at 8 o'clock for you. Before that, you laugh, you lose. And next, I don't know if this is legit, but I'm going to play some audio that we got off of the text line for you, and you can decide, okay?
We'll be the judge.
You be the judge. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Man, there's more news about Britney Spears. And it's not the Free Britney. It is now that apparently she's being investigated by Ventura County Sheriff's Department for a misdemeanor battery incident from a former employee. Oh, God, who's... This is not right.
That's not right.
We shouldn't...
That's not right at all.
Oh, stop it. Stop.
Wow. Stop. Wow, sir. Wow. Wow.
So... I guess it was a housekeeper that is kind of bringing this to light, saying that she was holding Brittany's phone and Brittany tried to like knock it out of her hands and it turned
into...
She had
gotten the dog back home from the vet or something, you know, and said Brittany was upset. I don't know. These kinds of things, it's like, I'm going to wait until all the details come out, because right now you have one side of the story. And of course, her lawyer's like, it's not true.
Right.
So at this point, it's he said, she said.
Right.
Stop it. Stop, stop, stop.
Who is playing this?
Your finger, sir.
Oh, is that what it was? Gosh.
You forget we don't have people.
Oh, I guess
you're the people.
I guess it is me. Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Fine. Stop. 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 Okay.
Listen, you're going to get the Britney fans upset.
All right. Coming up next, I got to play for you this piece of audio, and you got to tell me whether you think it's legit, because I am not sure. 99.7 DJX. Lots of ways to get a hold of the show at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can always text the show on our request line, 502-571-9970. By the way, you don't always have to text. You can always call. I mean, we're right here. Talk to us, too. But it is a lot easier just to text. I get it. So sometimes we get this, audio sent to you. You'll send us little, like, voice notes or whatever. And that's cool. And so I got one from a listener, and I'm like, all right, I don't know necessarily what to do with this, but I don't necessarily believe his story.
Okay, so drop it on us. We'll be the judge.
I went to a funeral this past weekend, and it was like by the gravesite and everything. Like, that's where they had the service. And I left, and I'm pretty sure that somehow I dropped my cell phone into the grave.
Okay, stop it right there. Stop.
Oh, dear Lord.
All right, I'm going to let him continue. But did you catch what he said?
He dropped his cell phone in the grave somehow, he thinks?
Yeah.
Where they dropped the coffin. I went back and tried to call and see if I could hear my phone.
Oh, my God.
Ringing, but I think I'm just going to have to let it go.
There's no way that happens.
Well, okay.
You don't get that close, do you?
If it doesn't turn up, and that's what we assume happened.
Oh, my God.
We go get another phone.
Well, yes, you got to write off your phone for sure if that's the case. But I don't even think that's legit. There's no way.
But could you imagine, though, if, like, someone is paying their respects and, like, hears the phone ring?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, how bizarre would that be?
Yeah, like a ringing. Oh, man. Yeah, that would be a little bit bizarre.
I mean, freaky. I mean, it wouldn't last forever. I mean, the battery's eventually going to run out.
Right. Kind of morbid and kind of, almost to the point where I don't necessarily believe his story.
Well, why would he call and just make that up?
Well, he didn't call. He sent us the voice note. So I don't
know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He texted in the story.
Right.
He told it.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. Well, I guess maybe. Maybe he's bragging about it. I don't know.
I wouldn't brag about that. He's probably like, I can't believe this happened. I feel like you guys would appreciate it. That's probably what he was thinking.
Yeah, Roxanne, now's not the time for my phone died jokes, all right?
Oh, my God. Listen, I was thinking that. I stopped myself from saying it, though. Oh, my God. Suzanne just texted and said, I accidentally dropped my keys into a friend's coffin at the funeral home. I had to fish them out.
Oh, my gosh. Who does that?
Suzanne does.
Hold on to your personal items if you're at a wake, for goodness sakes.
Oh, boy.
All right, so that being said, is
right here.
Has anybody else dropped anything?
Oh my gosh!
I mean, I know that there has been people that have left things in like the casket,
On purpose.
But on purpose, right? Yes, exactly.
Mementos, stuff like that, notes.
Anyways, okay. All right. Well, thank you for all the texts. My phone died. Joke texts. We appreciate that.
They're rolling in.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of jokes.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
I mean, there's such a buildup for this bit, and I don't think it really deserves it.
Listen, I had an audience last night. My parents are in town, so I tried some of my material out. They were LOLing quite a bit.
Okay. All right. Well, if they work on your parents, then I'm sure they'll work on you.
They might have been a little biased because I'm their daughter.
Right.
And they think I'm hilarious.
Right. All right. So
might be a factor.
The score's all tied up. You laugh, you lose. First person who laughs loses. We will.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right. That sound, the trumpets. I mean, it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, where Kelly and I will, they will deliver jokes back and forth to one another. First person who laughs loses.
A practice last night on an audience.
Yeah?
They liked it.
This is the trophy.
They're my parents, so, oh, look at that.
Your parents liked it?
My parents liked my jokes. My parents gave me some of my jokes.
Oh.
My dad likes to help out with the show.
Okay, so it's You Laugh, You Lose. Score's tied. And I believe, I think I won last week, maybe?
So you have the beautiful trophy you just showed us in your possession?
I do. Officially? Yeah, so losers go first. Kelly K, are you ready? All right, let's go.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Hey, Ben. Why is the word abbreviation so long?
Why?
I was just asking. It's more of a statement.
Oh, I thought that was like to set up to a joke.
No, it's kind of a legitimate question, is it not? I mean, abbreviation is a very long word, but abbreviations are short. You get it?
It's kind of what we do, though. It's like a set up punchline type of thing.
Yeah, sometimes they're statements.
All right. Kelly, what do you call it when Batman skips church?
What do you call it when Batman skips church?
Christian Bale.
Yeah. Because he played Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a bulletproof Irishman?
What?
Rick O'Shea.
Oh, Rick O'Shea. He's my pal.
Yes.
Kelly, I was shocked to read this. Statistically, 6 out of 7 dwarves aren't happy.
Technically, they're not. That was it, right? You had like a statement joke, too.
I did.
You did. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Why was a soldier in the bathroom?
Why?
He felt the call of duty.
He sure did.
You know, I should have put that one later in my list.
Hang on, Kelly.
Hanging.
Two men are robbing a liquor store.
Yeah?
One says, "Is this whiskey?" "Yes," the other replies. "But not as whiskey as robbing a bank."
Really good. By the way, Rhonda's checking in. She says, "Haven't tuned in for a while. I think your jokes have improved."
No, they haven't. Just wait.
Okay. Wait, she's already taking it back. You're right. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about the actor who fell through the floorboards?
No.
Yeah. He was just going through a stage.
Oh, yes. You know, my boss calls me the computer.
Oh, yeah?
That's right. Nothing really to do with intelligence, but I go to sleep if I'm left unattended for 15 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Computers do that.
Yeah.
So do you.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Did you hear about the claustrophobic astronaut?
Nope.
He just needed a little space.
He did.
He did.
He did. Kelly, my wife dumped me due to my obsession with comic books.
Oh.
Yeah. Tragic. She said I had too many issues.
Yeah. Okay.
Completely a lie. I don't have any comic books.
Yeah, that's not you. Cute, though.
Thanks.
Playing a part. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
What sits at the bottom of the sea and twitches?
What?
A nervous wreck.
Yes. Kelly, today my daughter asked, "Can I have a bookmark?" I started to cry. I mean, 10 years old and she doesn't even know my name is Ben.
Yeah. Maybe she'll figure it out at some point.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear about the new restaurant called Karma?
I didn't.
There's no menu. You get what you deserve.
Hey-o!
Ba-doom, boom!
Kelly, what animal does the best version of Deck the Halls?
What animal does the best version of Deck the Halls?
Koala la 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 la.
Really good.
Thank you.
Great performance.
Koala la 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 la.
Even better.
Thank you.
Impressive. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Why was the movie theater man's wife mad?
Why?
He had projectile dysfunction.
That can be a problem.
Yep.
For a lot of men.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily their fault either.
Nope.
Kelly, my alphabet soup made me go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
It had a vowel movement.
Sounds painful.
It was. Especially when the letter X came out.
Ow. I can't believe it. I can't breathe.
All right, congrats. You got that one.
I was holding it in so bad. I had one more joke, and it was going to be perfection following that one, but I'm going to hang on to it.
All right, you hang on to it for next week. Congrats, you get the trophy this week, Kelly. You get it.
I had duty that was already teetering and then projectile dysfunction, and oh my God.
I know. You had so many, so many.
Oh, all wow. Right, vowel movement. Man, what a theme.
all right. So you get the trophy this week. Congratulations. Enjoy.
Oh, let me see her. Hold her up.
There you go.
Look at she's so pretty.
Fantastic. I'll keep her nice and warm. All right. Yay. It's You Laugh, You Lose on DJX. And to win with Campbellsville University Louisville and Fitness Market, fitness watches. And then a big old fitness bike here at the end. So get the word fit into the website. All right.
FIT. That's easy.
Yep. Fit is the word to get into the website. That'll get you that much closer to winning one of many prizes. And we've got several of these fitness watches to give away. So multiple winners every day on that. So Fitness Fridays, get the word fit in FIT and good luck. On 99.7 DJX. Now, I want to transition, and I want to, because all this week we've given away tickets to the fair at this time, and I don't want to confuse everybody because, you know, you're trying to win with Fitness Friday, but then I also want to give you tickets to the fair, all right? So we're just like a giving show, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of ways to win.
Yeah, so we're going to play a little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. If you want to attempt to win passes to the fair along with parking, give us a call, 571-9970. It's Kelly will attest, it is tougher than you think.
Oh, it's way harder than you think. I mean, really, really difficult. Most of these scenarios could go either way.
Okay. Little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Fun, you know, you can experience both of those at the Kentucky State Fair. So let's say hey to Alyssa joining us from Southern Indiana. Good morning, Alyssa.
Good morning.
Okay, so this game, we're going to toss out scenarios. We're not. Okay. Other listeners are. And you just have to determine whether or not it's because they were drunk or because they were being a little kid.
Behavior can sometimes be the same.
Yeah, the behavior can be very,
very similar.
Similar, yeah. All right, Alyssa, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. All right, little kid or drunk adult, first one, here we go.
I decided to go out wearing my mom's clothes. And it was 2 hours before anyone really said anything. Also, I'm not a cross-dresser.
All right, Dean. So he said he went out wearing his mom's clothes. No one said anything, little kid or drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
You say drunk adult. What about you, Kelly?
I agree. All right, that sounds like, because I think it's just mainly because of the sizing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they wouldn't really fit if he was a little kid. That's my thinking.
Okay, so let's find out if you are correct.
I was a little kid.
Oh, little kid!
Ooh. Oh, my God. That could have went either way.
It could have. I know. That's the fun part about this game. All right. Let's hear it, Dean.
That's right. I went out to play at one of my girlfriend's houses. Her mom saw us playing, but just thought I was another girl from the block. It wasn't until we had a snack later on that her mom noticed it all, and she just thought it was cute.
All right. So there you go. Little kid. OMG. All right. So far, 0 for 1 for both of you. All right. Here we go. Little kid or drunk adult.
This is a tough game.
It is tough. All right, Lamar, let's hear it.
So I woke up with an 8-year-old kid lining up action figures around my body saying, "Don't wake the giant."
Okay. Little kid or drunk adult. Lamar woke up with a kid lining action figures around him saying, "Don't wake the giant." What do you think, Alyssa?
Oh, sorry. I thought you were in someone else. I say adult, drunk adult.
Drunk adult. Kelly, what are you thinking?
I agree because of the giant reference. Like, if a little kid's doing that, calling him a giant, he's an adult, right?
That could be a key. Let's find out. Lamar?
I was a drunk adult who passed out at a friend's cookout. And as far as I made it was the living room floor. And when I woke up, it was some kid around me with a bunch of X-Men figures.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Drunk adult. You got it. All right, yeah, so
that's a good opportunity there to just, you know, hey, that's another plaything.
All right. What do you want? One more?
Yeah.
All right.
We're one for one.
All right.
Or one for two.
One for two. All right. Alyssa, let's see if you can get this one right. Little kid or drunk adult? Brad, it's up to you.
So the story is I dove headfirst into a Christmas tree to get one of my parents' attention.
All right, so Brad dove into a Christmas tree to get one of his parents' attention. Little kid or drunk adult?
Little kid.
Little kid, Alyssa says. What do you think, Kelly?
I think that's a little kid, too.
All right, both of you say little kid. Are you right?
Drunk adult.
Drunk adult. Oh my gosh. All right, look, why? Why?
So I was at my dad's company Christmas party, and I was doing some karaoke, and I'm singing all of his favorite songs, and he's totally ignoring me.
Oh,
and
God.
So to get his attention, I did a beeline across the lobby and dove headfirst into the Christmas tree.
Oh, Brad, what a Christmas party to remember.
Is that his dad's company Christmas
yeah,
party?
Yeah, he did. All right, so you were one out of three. Alyssa, that's good enough for this show. We'll give you we'll give you a prize, all right? Congratulations.
That's my life story. Awesome. Thank you.
You know what?
Same.
This is just showing that all you need is 33% effort today, and you can win.
Yep, absolutely.
That works.
Yeah, that works. All right, hang on, Alyssa, all right?
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
There you are. I'm still marinating his story. He's singing karaoke, drunk karaoke, at his dad's company party, and mad because dad's not watching.
And
so he tackles the Christmas tree.
That's exactly what happened. And there you
go.
Little kid or drunk adult on 99.7 DJX. Coming up, feel good stories. Got those? Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
Imagine the sweats. You have a Powerball ticket, a winning Powerball ticket. Your name is Leonard Thomas. You live in Cape Cod. He bought it a year ago, tucked it away.
Hi, Leonard.
So when he heard a winning ticket was about to expire and where it had been sold, he's like, you know what? I'm going to check my stash.
Okay.
Found out, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
A South Dennis man claiming his $500,000 lottery prize the day before it was due to expire.
Yeah, we told you about that expiring Powerball ticket yesterday. Well, Leonard Thomas just claimed his prize in the drawing from August 19th.
Wow.
Dang.
Like, squeaked in.
By the hair on his chinny chin chin. Could you imagine? I mean, listen, I get upset when I let a 30% off coupon expire at Kohl's. I could not imagine if I realized at some point I let $500,000 slip through my fingers.
Oh my gosh. That is stupid.
He came dangerously close to that happening.
Yeah, he did.
Because he didn't. He's got $500,000.
Wow. Okay. That is a feel good.
Leonard.
Going you
shopping.
Crazy guy.
Yeah. That's a feel good. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right. There you go. Feel good every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 JX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right. I'm going to get Angie on the phone here. And something happened when she met her boyfriend's parents for the first time. And she's all like, am I crazy? Is this normal?
Yeah, we got to help her figure it out. I am leaning towards a little on the crazy side.
Okay.
But I feel like people are going to be divided.
All right. All right. Well, it's group therapy. Give us 10 minutes.
When you need advice, the Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, Kelly, describe what group therapy is all about.
This is kind of a sharing corner. You can come here with some sort of an issue that maybe you need a little advice on, but you can't really go to your friends and family because sometimes it involves them.
Yeah, and this is the case, right, Angie? Hey, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. So thanks, first of all, for allowing us to contact you on this. will you explain what's happening?
Oh God, yes. And I appreciate you actually calling me about it because this is really weird.
Okay.
At least it is to me. So I'm really interested in what you and your listeners think about this. Mm-hmm. So here's the deal. I started seeing this guy a couple of months ago.
And, you know, we took the next step, actually. I just met his parents over the weekend for dinner at their place. All so right. that was, you know, yeah, that was kind of nice. Good, you know, we just, yeah, we got along great. Everybody was on their best behavior, you know, all of that. But when it came time for dinner, so it was just me and my boyfriend and his parents.
Sure.
And I noticed there were three extra place settings at the table.
Odd.
I was like, oh, okay. I was like, I didn't think his siblings were going to be around. Right. But then I said, you know, who else is coming and joining us for dinner? And boyfriend's mom looks at me and just says, oh, that's for Max, Leo, and Buster, and just gives me this little wink. Okay, no problem. I have no idea what's going on. I don't know if she's joking or... So, you know, but, you know, being polite, I chuckle and I figure, all right, I'll find out soon enough.
Right.
So we sit down and his mom opens the basement door and calls for Max, Leo, and Buster to come up for dinner.
Uh-huh.
And I hear this thunderous noise coming up the stairs.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh my God. Okay, Max, Leo, and Buster are the family dogs.
That's what I thought.
I am not kidding you. They run up. They jump on their own. They each have their own chair.
Uh-huh.
They're wagging their tails and licking their mouths, you know. And,
they're ready.
They're like, dinner. It's dinner time. Yeah. It's us.
Oh, my gosh. And,
oh, yeah. My reaction, exactly. So, I mean, I'm sitting here, and I must have looked shocked because my boyfriend just kind of looks at me just totally normally and says, oh, yeah, they've eaten dinner at the table with us their entire lives. Like,
oh,
like it's no friggin' big deal.
What? Okay.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Right? Okay, good. Exactly. I mean, his mom just calm as all get out, just sits down their dog food bowl at each their, you know, at their uh-huh. each setting, at their place setting, and then just looks at me and says, so, do you need anything else before we eat?
Oh,
and I'm sitting there, I'm like, speechless.
Yeah.
I just kind of shake my head. No, I'm good.
Yeah.
And we all start eating dinner.
Okay.
So, you know, we're eating dinner. The dogs, of course, they're dogs.
Yeah.
All right. They finish in like 2 minutes. They jump down off their seats and calmly, you know, mom got up, opened the back door, let them out into the yard.
Oh my
you know?
Gosh. This is wild.
Oh my God. I would say I was nauseous.
Yeah, I can imagine they don't have table manners, right?
No! No! They're dogs!
Right.
They're dogs! And so, you know, I didn't really have much of an appetite after that. But, you know, again, polite, meeting his parents for the first time.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, the rest of the evening was relatively normal. But, I mean, my question is, seriously... Is anybody else freaked out about this, or is it just me? I mean, who lets their dogs eat at the dinner table with them? I mean, and also, I mean, am I crazy? And the other thing is, okay, here's the other deal. Is my boyfriend going to think this is normal, and is he going to insist if, like, we ever move in together and if we have a dog, that our dog sit at the table with us?
Oh, my gosh. There is so much here. So much to unpack.
Right.
Angie, I appreciate you and your storytelling ability. I mean, I felt like I was there at the dinner table with you.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, first of all, I will say, no, I've not heard of this
good.
Before. But
good.
But we have plenty of people chiming in. So if you want to hang out.
Awesome.
thank you for allowing us to talk to you.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
OMG. Okay, so couple of comments. Out the gate, Lexi's like, I wish I could train my dog to be as well-trained as them, LOL.
Right?
But my dog is too stubborn. Stop overthinking the situation. Just focus on how well the parents went. Should your boyfriend maybe have warned you? Yeah, maybe.
Maybe, but yeah, like, maybe he didn't even realize it was out of the ordinary because it was always something that had happened. But man, that's a great point. Those dogs are well trained.
Now listen,
cow.
Tanya's like, I had a school friend. Her mom fed their dog with the mom's fork as the dog sat in her lap. She took a bite, the dog, and then her again. It was weird. To each his own, though.
All right. I'd love to just hear your, especially if you are of, if you allow your dog to sit at the table with you and enjoy dinner time with you. I'd love to talk to you. And because
one for me, one for you.
Right, right, right. Just like... Literally. How do you do it?
I don't know. All right. I don't know.
It's, hey, Angie's asking. So, hey, it's group therapy. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So, Angie, we just got off the phone with Angie, and she had an interesting dinner experience at her boyfriend's parents' house.
It was the first time she was meeting them, and she was a little surprised to see there were three other guests at the dinner table that happened to be their dogs.
Max, Leo, and Buster had their own place settings.
They're like 20 out of 10 on a good Hopper scale, are they not?
I mean, my gosh. And so, kind of as you predicted, Kelly, I feel like it's a little bit divided. A lot more people are saying, hey, you know what? You don't eat there all the time. Just know that that's a... weird thing that may happen over it, you know.
A lot of people are like, I wouldn't do it, but you know, not a big deal on the grand scheme of things.
Right, right. And you know what? Not all group therapy sessions have to be like some crazy dramatic, you know, cheating scenario. But like this, still though, Angie's like, am I crazy? Do other people do this?
And
so far, I haven't heard from anybody.
No, but people do want, apparently, their dogs to be that well-behaved to be able to pull that off. They're all impressed with, those are really good trained, well-behaved dogs.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that are like, you know what, that's gross. I can't stand the way dogs eat, things like that. And
Jennifer said, we have four animals, two cats, two dogs. These are my fur babies. Love them like crazy. The dogs will generally flank my husband at dinner time because they know he'll toss them something. This drives me nuts. I can't stand to have animals begging at the table. I drew the line when the weird cat, who prefers all people food to cat food, had the nerve to jump on my dinner table during dinner.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, if you are not very disciplined about where your animals sit or go or whether they beg while you're eating, they can get right up on like you or your guests. And that can be a little bit like, okay, you know what? You've got food. It's over there. You're fine. You know,
well, I'm trying to make it so that my dogs don't jump up on people when they come through the door.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like they are immediately like climbing up their legs and hello. And I'm like, no, get down. Yeah. Not everybody wants that.
Yeah. So, I want to pass along Ashley's comment, and I think we can kind of wrap it up. But she says, I think this is wonderful, and honestly wish I could have dinner with them. If they have that well-behaved dogs, they probably raised a great person as well. Just my thoughts.
Oh, wow. So, how well-trained the dogs are is a reflection of her boyfriend's upbringing.
Yeah,
that's great.
So maybe I know, and something that I think is pretty refreshing. So hopefully that is the case, you know.
Yeah, I would say not a big deal, but maybe if you are a little worried that your boyfriend down the road, if things progress and you guys move in together, and he's thinking, you know, if you dog, the dog's going to have a place at the table. Maybe we set the boundaries now and just say, hey, that was interesting, and we probably wouldn't do that, right?
Come on, champ, right here next to me, buddy. So if you, we're going to move on here, but if you want to comment on Facebook, especially if you allow your dogs to eat at the table, I would love to hear your story and all that
in
stuff.
In fact, we need pictures. If we could have pictures flood the comments now, that would be amazing.
That would be fantastic. I want to see some dogs with some bibs around their necks.
That's really what I want to see.
It's 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I don't know if you are headed for a job interview or anything, but a quick note. Apparently, if you stand like Superman, then you're more likely to get hired.
So, like, legs apart, hands on the hips.
Chest out, chin up.
Uh-huh. Maybe wind blowing your cape.
The way Superman poses.
Yes.
It's apparently a look of confidence, and it's a power stance and
also
perspective.
A little weird.
Yeah, maybe a little weird.
I mean, could you imagine someone standing outside your door looking like that?
I am ready for my interview.
Just a little. Like, I might be taken aback a little.
You know, luckily, standing like an overly confident weirdo isn't the only thing that works.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, if you are attractive, that helps.
Oh, great. You know what? Let's just, you know, make sure that you look like you showered, that you have, you know, put together a nice outfit. It's not dirty. You know, I think all those things do come into play.
But also giving yourself a pep talk and visualizing success helps work too. So yes. Anyways, if you're headed for that job interview, good luck. All right, feel good stories. Every hour, brought to you by Kara Heating and Cooling, Kelly K.
Man, dating can be tricky, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can be a little blind to red flags that might pop up kind of early in the relationship. So Hadia, she was on a date at a coffee shop, and she shared this note on Twitter that a stranger passed to her.
Okay.
So when her date went to the bathroom, a guy from another table slipped her this note and said, "Too many red flags. Run. Be safe, girl."
Oh.
And then, so one person commented, "Can't help but wonder how bright those red flags were for a complete stranger to notice and write a warning note. Big yikes."
Wow.
Yeah. Somebody else said, you know, not all girls are great at picking up the signs.
Yeah, especially if you're blinded by love or attraction.
Exactly. If he's real hot and you're like, and he's saying lots of things that are probably bad, but you don't care in this particular moment.
It's making a whole lot of sense to you in the moment.
So she followed up. She said, it honestly wasn't that bad until after he came out of the bathroom. Everything he said after the note was a major red flag.
Oh, so kind of the red flag or the note tipped her off to what he was actually saying, kind of jerked her back to reality.
And she started honing in a little bit and picking up some of those signals. And yeah, I mean, maybe sometimes it took another guy to be like, yep, nope, that's classic. I see what he's doing there.
Wow.
And just wanted to try to save her some heartache.
All right. Well, good for him.
Yep. It worked. We'll tweet out the story at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right. Feel good. Every hour we do that here on 99.7 DJX.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so we go from that weird relationship triangle to another unusual love triangle. It's your setting the bar story.
Okay.
And it's an interesting one. Like, I'm just going to shut up. It's, trust me, give us like 15 minutes. You won't want to miss this one on 99.7. All right, setting the bar stories. These are always stories that, you know, regardless of what happens to you today, you can always look back on this moment and say, you know what? Who has two thumbs and didn't do that?
This guy.
That's right. So this, buckle up. Buckle up for this unusual love triangle, okay? If you can manage to make it through the day without letting your boyfriend live in your house without your husband being aware, then you're doing okay.
I'm sorry, back the truck up, doing a diagram. She's married and the boyfriend is living with them, but husband doesn't know.
Tracy's bold.
To say the least, that's an understatement. Oh yeah. My God.
So this is out of Alabama. Tracy secretly letting Michael, who was her boyfriend, live in her house. This is the same house that she lives in with Frank. Frank is her husband.
Frank has no idea that Frank has another roommate.
Right, he does not. So when Frank came across Michael accidentally, thought he was an intruder, they both ended up shooting at each other.
Oh my God.
Yeah, injured each other. Thankfully, they're going to be okay. But here is a shocked neighbor and the sheriff's captain talking about this love triangle.
And we saw him bring out the suspect.
Oh, God.
Yes, we're in the South.
This is so good. This is so good. Yeah, I'm going to hear that again.
And we saw him bring out the suspect. And the other man that was shot. And they both seemed to be okay. They weren't saying much. In fact, the suspect did not say a word. He looked like he was way out of it. My wife and I have lived here for 13 years. Never, ever saw anything going like this.
Well, never
saw anything like this.
Ever. And now the sheriff's captain chimed in.
It was just a very odd scene to have to work with, something that I haven't seen that particular type case in 30 plus years.
So apparently the boyfriend, Michael, would limit his trips to the bathroom to stay hidden because they found that he had to improvise with jars.
Oh, really? Was he in the attic? Where were we stashing him? Did they have a secret hidden room?
Yeah, I guess it was just some room.
Wow. I get it. Tracy's like, I can't really slip out and disappear for long periods of time. So to get my yum-yum on the side, I need to have him right here in the house with me.
I just need to move him right in.
You know what? This is the best case scenario for everybody.
Yeah, and and thinking about it, it's like, there's got to be times when Frank's like, did you hear a noise? And Tracy's all like, nope. All right, that is setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without letting your boyfriend live in your house without your husband knowing, you're doing okay.
I need to know how long that was going on. I'm really curious. Like, how long was he living there before he was found out? I got to know. I need to dive into this more. I'm going to spend more time with it.
All right. That is setting the bar. 99.7 DJX. It is Fitness Friday. So another winning word coming up here in just a few minutes. When you hear it, make sure you enter it at WDJX.com. And you're in to win with Campbellsville University Louisville and Fitness Market. We've given away a bunch of fitness watches and then a big fitness bike as well. So your opportunity to win coming up here in just a few minutes on 99.7 DJX. This weekend, you're going to be hanging out, getting people all excited about getting married, right?
Yes, you know me. I love hanging out at bridal shows. So I'm going to be at the ultimatebridalservices.com summer wedding experience at Melwood Arts Center.
Yup.
On Sunday.
Sunday.
12:30 to 3:30. So come on out in their new Da Vinci room. It's going to be awesome. And they're giving away like really cool prizes, door prizes from the vendors, and $500 cash coupons you can use like cash with the vendors there. So pretty cool.
All right. So go out Sunday. You can see Kelly there. Where'd you say? Melwood?
Melwood Arts Center, Da Vinci Room.
All right. Other than that, if you missed anything from the show, you got to hear our group therapy, because the way Angie told it is priceless.
She took us on a journey. She told it so well. It was very entertaining.
Yeah, so you can catch that. WDJX.com, click listen, or anything else you may have missed.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.